عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja, on this Thursday evening, the 6th of December, the 2018, coming to the end of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many people onto this world. And I realized one thing through this Ulama Profile, that every believer, Allah has made him special. And if you look for that special thing in the believer, you will find something so special, so unique, so amazing, so wonderful, so magnificent and so glorious, you will only marvel at it. The challenge is, we all find that thing, but unfortunately when the person is no more. Perhaps the greatest lesson the Ulama Profile teaches us every week is let us value those that are amongst us. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us benefit and grow as a community, as a collective, in a way that is truly outstanding and profound. We speak today about Imam Malik that has passed away, alayhi rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur, grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook all his shortcomings, because as human beings we are not perfect, and whatever shortcomings that we have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook it from our side, inshaAllah. Join us this evening. We have three guests that will be coming on the line. We have first one of the friends of Sheikh as well, and I'm grateful to Maulana Anis Kara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him for leading me on to Sheikh Faisal. Sheikh Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah so much for joining us this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for taking your time out. I know it's just a fresh sheikh just passed away yesterday, and you are on the radio as well with Mufti Musaji. But nevertheless, just a lesson for the listeners of Radio Islam to who our honorable sheikh is. So you have with us Brother Ahmed, and I think Maulana Jameel will join us a little bit later, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah, amen.
We normally start off with a brief family background. You want to give us a brief family background of Imam Malik that has passed on?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the listeners out there. And shukran for affording us this opportunity just to inform the people who does not know or who have not known Imam Malik, but to some acquaintance have heard about our Imam Abdul Malik. Besides myself and Imam Malik having, and I'm using this term very lightly, employee-employer relationship, because he was the Imam of the Bosman Masjid. Our roads go back, when I say very long, you know, when we were young. He's still young, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We did the naming of my kids, alhamdulillah. And where we grow, you know, year in, year out, and we learn from each other. So alhamdulillah, that's where my relationship with Imam Malik, and when I became a committee member, it was quite easy for us to work and identify with each other. Through troubled waters, but I would say more good times than bad times, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Imam Malik is married to Sophia Hassan, and also a relative of Imam Ismail Hassan, was the Imam of Nuclear Masjid, is now the Imam in Cape Town. I think it's Kranfontein Masjid. He was also my ustad when I was at Madrasa in Ukle, alhamdulillah. Imam, from his previous marriage, has three boys, alhamdulillah, all of them now out of school and in different line of business. Imam himself, which, you know, you get to know as time went by, and of late, I was not aware that Imam was working in the bank. And of all places, being a teller, and when it was still called Barclays Bank, not now the Barclays that we know, but he was an employee of Barclays Bank as a teller before he had the calling to follow this road that he followed, alhamdulillah. So from there, he didn't stop there as well. I hope I just covered Imam and his wife, and I'll come back, or maybe I should just continue with his wife, alhamdulillah. The difficulty that she's been going through this last 3 months while Imam Malik has been ill. Although her son lives with on the compound of their property, you know, Imam Malik was a grandchildren now, alhamdulillah, of his wife Sophia, you know, which has brought joy to him and also to the musallis of the masjid when they do come with him to the masjid, alhamdulillah, and how they've identified with the musallis of the masjid, and they identify with the grandkids as well. So he has that bond, and coincidentally I've seen Facebook flooded with some, and the wife posted it, but it was a memory, the fond memories. But every second picture had the grandkids. And the sad part of this whole ordeal the past couple of months, the kids couldn't go visit him. And I don't know how the mom and dad, first of all, is managing that with the kids, and not to mention the grandmom as well. But Allah Ta'ala knows best.
So I mean, respected listeners, we are speaking about Imam Malik. If you knew him, or you learned something, or you interacted with him, please send us a message so that we could share it with the listeners of Radio Islam, the number being 071-878-9748,
071-878-9748. Gee, brother, please do carry on. Okay, shukran. And as I was mentioning, just... the happy memories that's being posted on social media, where every second photo was with the grandchild, one of the grandkids was Imam Malik, alhamdulillah. So that is just that, how that family relationship and that bond, and maybe I can relate to that when the two of us share stories with each other and the joy that we share, because I've got grandkids as well, alhamdulillah, and the enjoyment they bring into our lives. And we make dua every day that our offspring become good leaders, good Muslim, and always respect the law of Islam. And alhamdulillah, we will be such a great community, which Imam Malik has always preached from the minbar, alhamdulillah.
Ji, so Imam Malik was at the bank working there as a teller, and then subsequent to that he had a calling. What was that calling, and where did it lead him to?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, indicated that Sheikh Jamil Abrams will be joining us because of our tradition. We have 7 nights and Khatam al-Quran. You know, he said as soon as he's free, he'll come in and he'll come join us, inshallah. And the two of them being the same age, then made their way to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, at that point in time, to go and study either in Saudi Arabia or study in at Al-Azhar in Egypt was a real thing for any of our youngsters, our youth at that point in time. Remember, there was no cell phones. I think the closest to social media was a telegram, if I'm not mistaken. And alhamdulillah, Imam Malik and Sheikh Jamil Abrams, they went to Saudi Arabia, and they were at the King Abdul Aziz University in Riyadh. And that's where they started their studies at the university before coming back to the shores of South Africa, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Respected listeners, if you interacted or you knew more Imam, please do send us a message. The number is 071 878-9748, and he would love to read the message on the radio for you. So subsequent to that, when he returned, and obviously we'll get back towards the study period of his life when Sheikh Jamil comes, then subsequent to that, what are some of the services that he then would have rendered to the community?
Was Imam Malik, and this is where I got to know Imam Malik. If people are familiar with the central Joburg area, there's a little town called Horseshoe, Rivoli Extension 2.
Right.
Before the building of the masjid, there was a Jamaat Khana in that area. And he was the imam of that Jamaat Khana. And alhamdulillah, when they were Eid Salas, first of all, we would do an Idga where a tent would be placed, not a big area. So his interaction started there. I think thereafter, Imam Malik was then the imam at Nuclear Masjid, which is not far from Bosmont, if people are not familiar with the surroundings where Bosmont situates. And I think after last night, Janaza, I think many, many more people are aware where Bosmont was, or where Bosmont is situated, with the load shedding on and all, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala make it sad that with all these challenges, Allah opens up more and more doors for yourself in the community of Bosmont as well.
Amen. And he was then at the Nuclear Masjid, and from Nuclear Masjid, he was then appointed a first assistant imam here at the Bosmont Masjid with Sheikh Arashat Isaacs. But when appointing all your imams, at that point in time, now things are being done differently, of course. Your imam is also the principal of the madrasa. And so the imam's interaction with your youth at the madrasa, that was so important, or is still important. And although as I'm talking, more things come to mind. Yeah, at Bosmont.
Keep it in, even if it's not in sequence. Please, just share it with us.
Yeah, no, alhamdulillah. As we here at Bosmont Masjid, he's also the principal, he was the principal of the Bosmont Madrasa. And yes, the numbers have dwindled because with all the other institutions that were established, where you have now your Muslim schools and Islamic education is within the syllabus of the schooling. Imam Malik hasn't stopped there. He was also a teacher at the Al-Azhar Institute of Johannesburg, which is also, when I say, a stone throw away from Bosmont, where they are situated. And he was teaching Islamic studies at that school as well. And I think that's what made Imam Malik so popular, with the youth, his interaction with the kids, talking to their parents about Imam Malik and how he relates to them as well, alhamdulillah. So Imam Malik's interaction with the youth was very important and played a very, very role from Nuclear, from into Bosmont, and then Al-Azhar as well. And alhamdulillah, that has shown just with his janaza. Normally when you go to a janaza, you just see, when I say the elders, all those over 35. But
yes.
Here you could see the emotion of youth. And here I'm talking kids under the age of 18 that could show and express their heart soreness, not just prior to the janaza, but also inquiring about the condition of Imam Malik. And while he was in hospital, the cards that the learners and messages that they would send him, that was so heartwarming when I went to visit him and you'd share that with me. If that doesn't touch you, then I really don't know what would touch you.
Allahu Akbar. Sheikh, for the benefit of the listeners, we are speaking about Imam Malik that had passed away just yesterday, and we acknowledge the fresh loss that the community is experiencing, and also we acknowledging the fact that the community has taken out time to pay tribute to one of those that had served them for many, many years. Sheikh Saleh, you've spent much time with him as a friend, and obviously quote-unquote employer-employee relationship that you've had. Who was this Imam Malik that we all knew, and what were some of the things that you experienced while interacting with him?
You know, alhamdulillah, he always gave me advice. I'm quite involved in another particular sport with administration, and I would take him with me to the Wanderers Cricket Stadium on occasions, and he would remind me, just be loyal to your Rabb. That will be your guideline. And alhamdulillah, the way he guided me in that aspect, and how we could relate with each other here at the masjid and make sure things can run smoothly, was first a guidance for me, alhamdulillah. And he would remind me, just check yourself. Although nothing is wrong, you would say, check yourself. Don't think everything is rosy and then you forget about it. And thank your maker, alhamdulillah, always in terms of the space you are in. So that was so important, you know, from Imam Malik. With his adult education, we spoke about his youth. He would have 4 times a week classes, evening classes, dealing from marriage, Quran, and then of course Hajj as well. And one leading into another. So is interaction and making sure that adult education continue. You know, never, and we know the hadith and the saying, educate yourself from the cradle to the grave. And that was Imam Malik. Coming fresh from Riyadh, he continued studying then Rao, Rand Afrikaans Universiteit. You know, he went to continue with a BA degree there. And as late as 4 or 5 years ago, he continued with an ulama, Sheikh Abdul Rahim. Okay, that was part of the interview, but he was also going into studies for Islamic studies at the University of Johannesburg. So he just didn't sit back and say, oh, I'm an imam, and that is where it stops. He continued his education. And of late, he was one of the marriage officers appointed by the Department of Home Affairs as well. And how he interacted and making sure that your Islamic marriage and people that want their official marriage linked to one another. He did not do the one without the other.
SubhanAllah. Dear respected listeners, we are speaking about Imam Malik. Do you have Brother Ahmed? Perhaps you could have a quick chat with him.
Now, they just had to pop up. We're also preparing for another event that's happening the weekend here within the community.
Okay, not a problem. We'll just carry on with that. You mentioned some of the services that he had already done. He was the imam, he was the principal. He also served at one of the schools as well. What were some of the other things that Imam Malik had done in terms of service to the community, in both of Bosmont and Newclay in particular, and just in general as well?
One thing I need to highlight, and the messages of support from throughout the country has come in. Whether I must say, unfortunately, it's not getting immediately to the wife until I get you know, to go and visit her and just give her a breakdown who has called, because we try to take off some pressure from her by giving my details for people to contact me in terms of getting information in terms of Imam Malik's condition. Now, why I spoke about his condition, it was coincidentally, alhamdulillah, trying to think back, 1999, 2000, when I first went on Hajj, alhamdulillah, and I met Imam Malik there. And, you know, we know all the, you don't know, you know of people that go on Hajj, but you never see them. But out of nowhere, when we were trying to buy pizzas, you know, and we can talk about that on another occasion, we found each other, or we bumped into each other, and we will always relate that bit of history when we come to certain talks on Hajj, how we met at that point in time. That was the once. But when I had a call from a brother from Lanesia, coincidentally, he related when Imam was a spiritual leader, and he mentioned one of the brothers that was running it before Sahu came into operation, and Imam was a spiritual leader for them a couple of years later, and how Imam treated the people and how he led them through Hajj. So Imam has played that role. That was a different group. Imam went this last Hajj. Imam was on Hajj and he got sick while he was on Hajj. And he was with another Hajj group, and they have, due to commercial, I don't want to mention names of the Hajj groups, but alhamdulillah, they have all along while Imam was ill, have been in touch with us, just checking on us and offering their services where needed. But the community themselves have come together so beautifully. It is overwhelming to see how the community has been patient. We know how communities can sometimes, you know, start pointing fingers and push around and want answers immediately. But the community, first of all, within Bosmont and the surrounding areas, have been so patient with the committee of the Bosmont Masjid while Imam was sick. Now, I'm not too sure if the listeners are aware of Imam's condition. And this Imam that we're talking about, when I got word, Imam is not well, I got in touch with him, and he downplayed it for me not to worry about him.
Subhanallah.
And he says, don't you go on what you hear. I'm okay. And immediately when he came back, and of course the doctors that attended to him, I got the phone calls that he is not well. They spoke to me about him, his condition. And then too, he downplayed everything. And the same, we did the same with the community, although we knew the extent of his illness. But Imam was so upbeat about the whole thing. And yes, 3 weeks ago, when we were all telling the people, let's make dua, Imam will be out of hospital, that is when he took a bad turn. But again, the strength of his wife, we say that the husband and wife, they have their way of communicating, and the wife reminding me that Imam and she has surrendered. Allah Ta'ala knows best. They put their trust, for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most merciful. And
most definitely so. I want to share something with Brother Nazir Bodania has told me, and you know, perhaps it's just prudent at this time that we do say it. He was saying that Mulana, it is as though Allah Ta'ala has completely cleansed Imam Malik, because he went for Hajj, And we know when a person comes out of the plains of Arafah, it is as if though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cleansed him to that extent, كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, like the day his mom has just given birth to him. And because of that, once Imam Malik alayhi rahma had come back, immediately going to the hospital, further having a cleansing process, and from there everyone thought that he would recover, but it was only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after that, having left his temporary abode for a permanent residence in Jannatul Firdaus, he's saying, Muhammad, as though Allah had just cleansed him from Hajj, taken him, giving him a further cleanse, and taking him totally pure into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly an envious death, that Allah ta'ala make it such that we all can go in a way when Allah is happy with us after performing good deeds, after doing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, because in essence this is all that matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding. You may carry on, Sheikh.
It is so, and I'm using the word funny, what was just said now. And I think someone earlier this week, when we knew the extent of Imam Malik's condition, consoled me by saying those very, very words. And is one of the madrasa teachers here at the school, because I've been now keeping in touch with them to make sure that things still operate and they're not left all alone with Imam Malik not being around. And they consoled me by saying those very, very words. And you can't do anything but break down to think the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bless this man with such an exit from dunya.
Most definitely so, most definitely so. Perhaps for the benefit of the listeners, one aspect we could make mention of was, what were some of the qualities that he had that stood out for you as a friend?
You know, for Imam Malik to relate to the person he's dealing with. So if you're 5 years old, he will relate to you. If you're 105 years old, he will relate to you. And if you anything in between, he will relate to you on your level. He will not at any time look down on you, and he would at no time show that he knows more than what you know. He will get you to understand with reason how that you must bear witness that there is only one Allah, and this is the straight path, and that is how you must go about it.
Most definitely so, and I think for each one of us this perhaps is a very important aspect that we all need to bring about, is bringing that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously being able to relate to people in their own personal capacity and space, because obviously it's one of the greatest challenges that we always face, and this is one of the greatest challenges that we are not able to deal, especially with the youth, the challenges they are facing, the experiences that they have. Perhaps we don't understand that, and that is why we can't relate to it as well. Listeners, we are doing a program of Imam Malik from the Bosmont Masjid, and he served there as well. We are speaking to one of his friends and close colleagues as well, Brother Faisal, that knew him for a very, very long time. If you have any experiences you would like to share, or if there's anything that you want to tell us in terms of your interaction with Imam Malik, please do so. The number is 071-878-9748, and we could share your experiences with the listeners of Radio Islam International. We've covered quite a bit of the aspects as well, Brother Fraser. Is there anything that we've left out that perhaps you wanted to share with the listeners?
You know, there's always with everyone a jovial side of everything. And this was Imam Malik, where I mentioned he will relate to you.
Yes.
You come after Fajr, and I think it's those sort of topics always after Fajr when we leave the masjid and he meet the elder brothers in the car park. And I know which soccer team is supported because the adult, well, the senior madrasa class made Imam a jersey with his number and name on. And they, then they would, I would hear how they talk about soccer, not just your so-called English soccer, but your other European. And Imam was up to date. He was up to date. But then, at times, you would, from the mimbar, shout to people, you know all your soccer stars, but you don't know your ulama, you don't know the sahabas. You know, you remind them about that. Then I say, Imam, but just the other day you were... He says, no, that's different. We must bring the youth back to earth again. You know, so alhamdulillah, you know how you'd remind us about these things, but Imam would know what's happening. And yes, I'm involved with cricket, and I would watch, and he would give me an update at times. So our Imam was in touch with what's happening out there in the real world as well, alhamdulillah. And may Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest state in Jannah. Ameen.
Ameen, ameen. Mohammed Sheikh Jamil, is he back? Perhaps we could have a chat with him, or is he still out?
No, I just got a message that he's being detained and he won't be able to join me this evening.
Unfortunately, nevertheless, if we could, we will try it another time, insha'Allah ta'ala. Respected listeners, we're speaking about Imam Malik that has passed away. Imam Malik was such that he was working in a bank as a teller. Obviously, at that time in the Barclays Bank, working there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that there was a calling for him to go and study. He went overseas, he studied, he learned the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when he returned, it was such that he started working, he served different places, he was serving in the nuclear masjid as well. He was the imam?
Yes, he was the imam at the nuclear masjid, and he was most likely something like five. Hello?
Hey, sorry, I'm not sure. Please do carry on. You were saying that he was the imam some time at the nuclear masjid.
Yes, he was there for quite a while, in about 5 to 6 years. He's been the imam here at Bosman Masjid for over 14, 15 years, because that's when he became the imam here. But I would say more than, because he was assistant imam to Sheikh Arashat as well. And then he became the imam here. So for about 14 years he's been the imam. And alhamdulillah, he's made recordings. And at times he would say, listen how I sounded then. Now I'm shouting. You know, those are the sort of talks and discussions we would have when we listen to some of his CD. Well, now he might have taken it over from a tape to CD, but, you know, we would listen to that as well. So that was the imam. And I reminded people, a lot of people record their bayans. They record a Qari would record themselves recite when they do programs. I say it's nothing wrong. Even in any line of business, when you do a presentation, you record yourself because you want to see how you can improve yourself. And that was Imam Malik for you, always looking to improve himself and to get the betterment out of you, of someone else as well. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, just coming to the last part of his life, and obviously he was fit probably for perhaps not that long, if I understand correctly.
If you say not that long, he was, when he came from Hajj, I think was towards the end of August, the first week of September, we took him to hospital. Or he took himself to hospital because it was just some tests that they were doing. So since September, and we we were just talking the other day. It was September, October, November. 3 months in hospital.
Allahu Akbar.
So, Imam, and the communication between him and his wife, and it was also meant to be. Now, he was not all the time in Flora. Everything initially started at Flora with the doctors doing an assessment. And it was Imam that decided, when the doctor said, let's take you to Joburg Gym. The best doctors are there. They will attend to you. The neurosurgeon, one of the best. But through friends within the community and a very good or prominent family within the community who is one of the heads at Paragwanath Hospital, I won't say convinced, but Imam decided that he will be going to Paragwanath for them to perform the operation. We must say that operation was a success.
Alhamdulillah.
And I make, when I refer to the stone, this term, when I visited the Imam shortly after the operation, because he downplayed his stroke, and it's only afterwards, you know, I noticed certain signs of a stroke prior to him going in. Then he showed me, see how I can walk. And I said, Alhamdulillah, you know, I said, you're showing off now. You know, because he was now starting to move the left foot freely, and with the treatment he was getting, and Alhamdulillah. So that is the Imam. He didn't say, oh, let us go to the top hospital. And till before we moved him, it took some convincing for the family to say, let's just get Imam. You know, we say there's nothing wrong with Paragwanath Hospital. It is maybe just the frills and fancies you get from a private clinic. And Imam and the wife tried to keep his promise and to show these doctors he's got faith in these doctors. But I think after the doctors have chatted to each other, and we convinced the wife for him, for us to move him to Flora Clinic. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're all happy, and we do believe we've made the right decision.
Alhamdulillah.
To Flora Clinic, Alhamdulillah.
Imam Ali passed away yesterday, would have been the 5th of December, at a very huge janazah salah.
You know, we're just talking about when we came here to the masjid, and during the load shedding that we had, I still thought, oh no, why is the people standing here in the foyer? And I asked someone, they said, no, because it's full. Our car park was full. Now, we go back to Imam Hafiluddin Rahmatullah Alayh. I know the listeners, he's one of the well-known, although he wasn't the first Imam of Bosman Masjid, but he was the most well-known Imam here, Imam Hafiluddin Abrams. Maybe me being a real youngster then, people still talk about his janaza. I could remember Sheikh Arashat, coincidentally, when he passed away, I could remember his janaza too. But people said Imam Hafiluddin's janaza was much bigger. Now when we go back, yes, we did not have all the social media with Imam Hafiluddin, but I think the communities were much more closer than what we are now. We all spread far and wide.
Yes.
Was Sheikh Rashad, Arashad, it was, yes, social media was in the atmosphere, so yes, it was big. But everybody I'm getting relates to this, the magnitude, and of course they say the people then that attend your janazah is indication of the type of person you were. And I bet you your enemies don't come to your janazah. That's all I can say. I don't know of any enemy that will go to anybody else's janaza. So that's an indication of what happened or transpired here last night, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Once again, we would like to say it was a very motivating program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the family of Imam Malik, for the community of the area. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Please do remember us in your du'as. On behalf of the Jannatul Ulama, the Radio Islam staff, we would like to pay our condolences to the people of the area, to the family, the committee members, the students of Imam Malik, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a suitable replacement so the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could spread.
Amen. Shukran. Jazakallah
khair. Dear respected listeners, that was the profile of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Obviously it would have been nice to get more people, but being the fact that Imam Saab rahimahullah had passed on yesterday, many of them are busy and involved, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of those people that serve in the different areas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we leave the state, this world, in a state that Allah is happy with us, Allah is pleased with us, Allah has forgiven our sins, and that we are able to leave this world when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the shortcomings of our lives, our sins, our disobedience, and Allah will grant us the true happiness of the next world, the qabr and the year after. For myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Brother Osama behind the buttons, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.